In theory, it has never been easier for Arizonans to have their say at the legislature. Most committees in both chambers now offer the option to testify virtually, a nod to minimizing large indoor gatherings amid the pandemic. In practice, there's one procedural hurdle that's stopping many Arizonans from having any say at all. KJZZ's Ben Giles reports.
The Request to Speak system, commonly referred to as RTS, allows you to indicate your support or opposition to bills. But using the system requires at least one trip to the state capitol in Phoenix. David Lujan is a former lawmaker turned longtime lobbyist.
If you have not already established an account through that system, the only way to establish an account is to actually physically go down to the state capitol and set up an account through one of their kiosks.
Anyone can start the process of creating an account at azledge.gov. But if you want to testify on a specific bill, or even just register as for or against a bill, you'll be blocked by a prompt to activate your account. That can only be done at computer terminals in the lobbies of the State House and Senate. Republican leaders in the majority set the rules for each chamber. Senate President Karen Fan told an Arizona Capitol Times panel in early February that allowing 100% remote access to the RTS system would allow thousands of people from all over the country, or perhaps the world, to flood the system.
It's there for a reason, so that our committee members can the rest of our members can actually see what our constituents have to say, whether they like things or don't like things.
The question is, which constituents? Like so many aspects of life, the coronavirus has highlighted the inequities that already existed pre-pandemic, but are exacerbated by the crisis.
People who don't live in the area, people whose work schedules would preclude going to the Capitol when it's open, for whatever reason, how are those people then supposed to be able to express themselves?
Judith Simons is a retired teacher who started following the legislature about 4 years ago. Now she volunteers her time with civic engagement beyond voting. The organization gathers a list of people who want an RTS account. All they need is your first name, last name, and email address.
And I go into the Capitol once or twice a week. It has been this year, different frequency depending on how many people are signing up. But I set up the account with a generic password, and then they will get a confirmation email that gives directions on how to change their password and how to actually use the Request to Speak system.
It's a service, she says, is being requested more frequently, though not necessarily because of the pandemic.
I think people are becoming more aware that it's available and feeling like they want to take advantage of it.
According to Simons, most people don't want to go testify, but RTS does allow you to register as for, against, or neutral on bills. Lawmakers can see those lists of names before deciding how to cast their votes. During a Senate Government Committee hearing on a bill that would impact the citizen initiative process, Democrats noted that hundreds of people signed in against the Republican-backed bill. Only a few people signed in as supportive. Republicans like Senator Sonny Borelli accused those against the bill of registering hundreds of names to oppose.
This morning, I got in bright and early, and I saw two ladies sitting there on the RTS system in the lobby, just sitting there for hours and hours and hours, plugging in signatures or plugging in names and all this stuff. So unfortunately, the RTS system has been manipulated to really not be a fair, honest accuracy.
Simons said Borelli made some false assumptions about the role volunteers like her play.
We don't actually go in and vote on the bills. And I think he is confused if he thinks that's what he was seeing.
If that's really a concern for some Republicans, Lujan said the solution shouldn't be to make it harder to use RTS.
Whether we're in a pandemic or not, if you live in Prescott or Yuma or Flagstaff, you should have the same ability to participate in the legislative process as somebody in Maricopa County.
Lujan hopes there's one silver lining of the pandemic, prompting changes that will give Arizonans better access to the Capitol in the long term. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.